Praise the Lord. You're welcome to a special service today in Jesus' name. We mention that name every time. And every time we mention the name, heavens pay attention. Earth will notice. Even hell will quiver. And every work of the devil is destroyed in that name, even today in your life, in Jesus' name. Father, we come to celebrate the name, honor the name, exalt the name, lift up higher, higher than any man, higher than any mischief, higher than any problem, higher than anything on earth. And we pray that that name will avail for everyone, even today, in Jesus' name. Magnify the name. Glorify the name. Use the name to wash off, knock off everything that you have not planted in our lives. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God has blessed you. You can sit down. We're coming to Acts chapter 3, and we're looking at verse 8. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." You will arise, and all the chains around you will drop down. You'll arise, and everything the devil has circled you around with will not rise up with you. They will fall down. Your paralysis will not rise with you. You will march on the paralysis and the impotence in Jesus' name. Look at verse 16. Verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him, hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all, in the presence of everyone here today. Your chains are broken. Your sickness is healed. And the powers that bind you, they are shattered in Jesus' name. We're looking at the message, the authoritative power of the name of Jesus. Look at three things in the message. Number one is the promised privilege in his mighty name. Number two is the present possession through the Messiah's name. Number three is the powerful performance by his matchless name. Look at number one. Number one, the promised privilege in his mighty name. He gave us the privilege in John chapter 14, reading from verse 12. Verily, verily, truly, truly, without any shadow of doubt, and with nobody in hell, in the sky, on land, anywhere, with nobody can contradict this, nobody can deepen, and nobody can dilute, nobody can eliminate the power of what it tells you today. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works I do, he shall do. You have an amen?
Amen.
And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verse 13. And whatsoever, somebody say, whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
Say it well.
Whatsoever
ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. He's talking to you. You don't have to wait for Peter or for John to mention the name. That name in your mouth will work wonders. He gave the name to every member of the body of Christ. And you are a member of the body of Christ. If you have received him, believed on that name, and he is your Savior. And because he's your Savior, he says, you, as well as Peter, you, as well as John, you have this privilege that whatsoever you ask in his name, he will give it to you.
Amen.
Answers will come to your prayer today.
Amen.
And miracle will happen even to you as you mention the name today, because he's giving us the privileges, the promised privilege that he has given in his mighty name. Look at three things. Number one, the position of his exalted mighty name. Number two is the promise in his exalted majestic name. Number three is our privilege through his exalted mediating name. Number one, the position of his exalted mighty name. In Philippians chapter 2, reading from verse 9, Philippians 2, verse 9, wherefore God also has highly exalted him. Amen. And who God has exalted, Satan cannot bring down. Whom God has exalted, there's no power, there's no might, there is nothing anywhere and in any generation that can bring that one down. And God has also exalted him highly and given him a name which is above every name. That name is above every problem, every challenge, every sickness. That name is above the name of any circumstance in your life. And the Lord gave him, the Father gave him that name. Look at verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Demons will bow. Evil powers will bow. And everything you bring to the Lord and you say, Lord, this one clogs my life. This one limits my life. This one is trampling on me. And you mention the name of that problem, that thing will bow today. Of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. In verse 11 says, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, is Master, is conqueror, is overcomer, to the glory of God the Father. Amen, your life.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1. In Ephesians chapter 1, reading from verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. No place higher than that. At his own right hand, in glory, in majesty, in honor, in power, there is nothing higher, greater than the right hand of the Heavenly Father. It says, in the heavenly places, look at verse 21, far above all principality and power. He'll crush them. He'll destroy them. Because it sits in the seat of power, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And thank God we have that name. You have that name. Number two here. Number two, we're looking at the promise in his exalted, majestic name. What promise is he giving us? We have this promise. It tells us in Matthew chapter 28. I'm reading from verse 18. It says in verse 18, Matthew chapter 28, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, how much power? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And then he tells us in verse 19, verse 19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Look at this, look at this. And lo, I am with you always. Is he with you now? Is that name with you now? Behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Unto the end of the world. Peter and John did not live unto the end of the world. They've gone to heaven to their rewards. We are the people living now at the end of the world. And he is with us here. He is with you there. The name is with you there. Because he says, and lo, and behold, I am with you always, always. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And the name in your mouth, in your life, will never fail in Jesus' name. And he says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, the end of the world. We're looking at Mark chapter 16. And we're reading from verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. By the way, that's not just for Peter. That's not just for John. That's not just for the senior pastor. That's not just for the group pastor. It is for the whole church. Everyone, telling everyone else. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In verse 16, it says, and he that believeth, believing the word of salvation, believing the gospel of salvation, he that believeth, believing Christ, the author and the giver and the very source of salvation, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Look at verse 17. And these signs shall follow them, tell me, that believe. Not just Peter, he's talking about you. Not just John, he's talking about you. Lord, I believe. That name will work also in your life.
Amen.
Will work in your family. These signs shall follow them, all of them, without exception. Them that believe in my name shall they cast out devils. You're lost and amen.
Amen.
They shall speak with new tongues. And then in verse 18, they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. It says they shall lay their hands on the sick and they will die. What happens to them? And they shall recover. They shall lay their hands on the sick. Your hand. You lay them on the sick, they will be healed. They'll get better. You know, somebody is having a challenge around you. We don't have to, you know, we're calling for, you know, somebody somewhere. Help! The help is right there, as close to that person suffering as your hand. Lay that hand on them and mention the name of Jesus. They will get well. That's what I believe. That's what you believe. That's what he said. They will get well in Jesus' name. Look at number three here. Number three is the privilege through his exalted mediating name. That word mediate means that when you call on the name and you utter the word of prayer, the word of petition, the word of power, the Lord takes that, he mediates on your behalf, and he says, Father, this my member of his body, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, is mentioning my name, and it is as if he himself is mentioning that name. Your prayer will be answered.
Amen.
Anytime you pray, and you pray in the name of Jesus, what you are praying for, and the words you are saying, Jesus takes them up, makes them his own words, and then he offers them before the Heavenly Father in his name. The answer will come down. Like this morning, your answer will come. The privilege through the exalted mediating name. We're looking at Micah chapter 4. I'm looking at verse 5. It says in Micah chapter 4, verse 5, for all the people will walk everyone in the name of his God, little g, even unbelievers. They don't depend on our God, because they don't know our God, but they have a God. Even though the God is not answering prayer, they still walk by the name of their God. And they keep the superstition that their God, their idol, has given them. Well, if those people pray to a God of a small g that doesn't answer prayer, you have God as your Father. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he can do everything and anything we ask him. And if they walk in the name of their God now, we will walk in the name of the Lord our God, capital G, forever and ever. Forever and ever. Yesterday, we walked in that name. We preached in that name. We received blessing in that name. Yesteryears, we received the power in that name. And those years, 70s, 1980s, 1990s, 2010, 2020, 2025, and if Jesus tarries, 2031, 2041, forever and ever, this name will continue to work in your life. You find yourself like Jonah down below in the whale's belly. Mention that name, you'll come out. The people of the world, they create the fire, and you're prone to be in the burning bush. Call that name, that bush will not burn and will not consume you in Jesus' name. You find yourself sitting on a rock, and the king said to his captain and 50, go get that man. Just keep on sitting there, and he come and he say, man of God, the king has said, you shall come. Don't tremble, don't fear. Mention the name will scatter all those enemies in Jesus' name. Because we will walk in the name of our God forever and ever in Jesus' name. Come to point number two. Point number two is the present possession. Not past, present possession through the Messiah's name. The Messiah's name. He got the name, number one, by inheritance. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased from all eternity. He was with the Father, and the Father gave him a name above every name. He got his name also by the sacrifice that he offered on the cross of Calvary. And because of that, he was raised from the dead. And when he was raised from the dead, then he was given a name above every name. He got his name by what he did, his obedience to the Heavenly Father. And because of that obedience, that he never switched, he never strayed a moment of time, the Father honored him with that name, the Messiah's name, Jesus. It will work mightily in your life. It will wash off all your sins. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That name will never fail. Look at John chapter 15. I'm reading from verse 12. John 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I I've loved you. Verse 13, it says, greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. He has laid down his life for you. What else will he not lay down? Now in verse 14, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Verse 15, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard, known, received of my Father, I have made known unto you. Look at verse 16. In verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. You didn't say amen to that one.
Amen.
You know, somebody said, I found the Lord. He found you. He found me. I have chosen the Lord. Hold on. He has chosen you. You can choose somebody. You see some qualities in him. He's rich. He's great. He's mighty. He's well connected. And you choose him. You're right to him. Sir, I choose you. I adopt you as my father. He says, no, children don't adopt fathers. Children don't adopt mothers, but the father can adopt children. And God has adopted you. And Jesus, Savior, Messiah, he has adopted you. And you can rejoice in the fact that he counted you precious. And he chose you and he adopted you. And he said, you are mine. And everything he has belongs to you. Everything he has, all loaded into the name of Jesus, everything belongs to you. Peace of mind belongs to you. Righteousness belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. I must say part of it for myself now. Healing belongs to me. Victory belongs to me. Everything that Jesus accomplished on the cross of Calvary, because he has chosen you, because he has chosen me, everything belongs to who? It says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit. You will bear fruit. Your brain will bear fruit. Your ministry will bear fruit. Your wife, your husband, your family will bear fruit. That your fruit should remain. Your fruit will remain. That whatsoever, here is it, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. We're looking at three things here. Number one, the present heritage in our mediator's name. Number two, the provided healing through the Messiah's name. Number three, the plentiful harvest for the Master's name. Number one, the present heritage in our mediator's name. we're looking at Isaiah chapter 54. I'm reading from verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Amen. That's your heritage. However they fashion it, in whatever secret place they fashion it, and they wrap up your name with it, they're wasting their resources. That thing against you will not prosper. Because no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue of the magician, every tongue of the evildoer, every tongue of the occultic person, every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. They will not be able to condemn you. Thou shalt condemn. You stand in the name of Jesus. Nobody will make you fall. All their weapons, all their artillery will fall, even as you mentioned the name of Jesus. Look at this. It says this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Are you a child of God? A servant of the Lord? I say that you, yes or no? It says then that this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Look at this. And the righteousness is of me, says the Lord. It's not self-righteousness that some people try to get by themselves, but the righteousness of Christ that he paid for on the cross of Calvary, and he handed that over unto you. And now we are his righteousness, because he has given his righteousness unto us. And now we have a heritage, and no weapon against your life will prosper. Look at Isaiah 58. I'm reading from verse 8. Isaiah 58, verse 8. Then shall the light break forth as the noon, as the morning. And thy health shall spring forth speedily. Whose health? Soundness in your health. Perfect soundness in your health. From the top of your head to the tip of your toe, you are healthy in Jesus' name. You know, somebody said, the years come, and they even say, they say it in all those science books of, they call it gerontology. Don't worry about the name gerontology. Just means that, you know, people, as they're getting older and older, they say those older years will come along with sicknesses and with weaknesses, but not for you. Because it says your health, even at your age, you're now 62, and they say you can expect that when you turn 60. No, for you, it will not come. Because it says your health will spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. Say amen before I explain. You want to pray, and you're going to the place of prayer like Peter and John. Your righteousness will go before you. The name of the Lord that makes you righteous will go before you. And as you get there, lo and behold, the answer is waiting for you. For your righteousness shall go before thee. And it says, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear ward. As the righteousness goes before you, behind you in the rear, the glory of the Lord is following you. If you believe that, you will see the glory of God. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, look at what it says. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. He'll bring you from the dungeon. He'll bring you to the mountaintop. Your profession, your practice, he'll bring you. They never come. I bring my wares there, and customers never come. And they hide me here. You're going to rise from that hidden place, and he'll bring you on high. Why? Read on and find what it says. And it says, and feed thee with the heritage. Look at that. He'll feed you with the heritage of Jacob. And it says, that's thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The mouth of the Lord is speaking to you today. And you say you are going to have the heritage at the present time, the present heritage in our mediator's name. Look at number two here. Number two, we're looking at the provided healing through the Messiah's name. It's yours already. I said it's yours already. And it just come to collect that what belongs to you. Healing is mine. Strength is mine. Perfect soundness is mine. We're looking at this in Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. He said, if I had silver or gold, I'll give it to you. And the more silver and gold I give, according to the mathematics of heaven, the more I give, the more I still have. And when I give you that silver and gold, like others have been giving you, it becomes yours. What I give to you, you possess, and it is yours. But silver and gold have I none, but what I have. You know, if you have something you don't know you have, you're not going to make use of it. You must know what you have. Thank God, I know what I have. As it says, such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Say amen.
Amen.
What he had, he gave him. And the man had the name which he didn't have before. And when the name is given, you have the healing in that name. You have the power in that name. But remember that when Peter gave what he had in the name, it did not decrease what he had. It just increased the faith he had. Give it. Your own will increase. The name, the power, the healing, everything will increase your life in Jesus' name. Look at verse 16. In verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. And the name It's here today. It's in my mouth. It's in your mouth. It's in their mouth. It's in their mouth. And we all together, unitedly, will mention that name in your case. You are well. The moderator praying for us mentioned that name. So the scripture teacher mentioned the name just for you. Question and answer pastor mentioned the name. The choir, 1, 2, 3, they mentioned the name. Even the choir from, you know, from all the nations, they mentioned the name. And I mentioned the name. You cannot escape miracle. Miracle will run after you because we give you that name. We give you the soundness and the health and the power and the authority in that name. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Because his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him and will give you the perfect soundness in the presence of us all. Amen.
Amen.
Look at Mark again, chapter 16. Reading from verse 17, it says, and these signs shall follow you that believe. These signs shall follow you that believe. You know, there are people when they are walking and walking, they sense, they feel some evil power is following after them. I don't want to say yes or no, but I know now, after you leave this service today, if any evil spirit, evil power had been following, let me explain. The children of Israel were just going like this, and the Egyptian chariots following after, and they cried out, we are dead. No, you will not die. The pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire came in between them and the Egyptian chariots. And now, as they were going, although the Egyptians were still there, but in between the Israelites and the Egyptians, the pillar of cloud was now in between. And the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire was now following after them. And the pillar of fire stationed behind them until they cross over. Until you cross over. After they crossed over, the pillar of cloud, pillar of fire was removed. And now it was only the Egyptians in the sea alone, and the sea closed up on them. You didn't understand. The power of darkness that might have been following after you long, long time. If I want to do this, I sense they following after me. If I want to accomplish that, I sense them following after me. But now, from this moment, signs and wonders will come in between. And the signs and the wonders shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. In verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick. I don't want to preach to the mid-air. I want to preach to real people. Any hand over there, stretch it out. Your hands anointed in Jesus' name. The power in the name. Walk through that hand in Jesus' name. Powers of darkness, dispelled with that name and your hand in Jesus' name. Those you meet, those you touch, those you lay hands on, they are well. Young people, are you there? When you hold that pen with that hand, I said, when you hold that pen with that hand, anointed hand, what comes on paper, what comes on the computer, will earn first class in Jesus' name. And they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And if you happen to be going for an interview, you're going for an exam, you're going for something important, all of a sudden, there's a dizziness, there is a headache. You don't have to panic. Is your hand still there? Where do you put it? On that head. And whoever, even yourself, when you put your hand on that head, you will recover. Look at verse 20. In verse 20, it says, and they went forth, like we're going forth after the service this morning, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them. The Lord walking with you and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. A good amen. Amen. Number three is the plentiful harvest for the master's name. The plentiful harvest for the master's name. It tells us in Luke chapter 10, reading from verse 2. In Luke chapter 10, reading from verse 2, therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore to the Lord of the harvest, that he would send laborers into his harvest. In verse 3, go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves. Amen. You're going out as lambs, a sheep, gentle, loving, tender, weak, so to say. And then you're going to confront wolves. They are strong. They are kind of boisterous, violent. But the lamb will conquer, overcome the wolves. Look at verse 17. In verse 17, and the 17 returned again with joy. You return with joy. Yeah. Testimony in your mouth. And saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us. How? How? Remember, there were lambs, gentle, weak, yet, because they carried the name. They overcame all the wolves they came across through thy name. Verse 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Verse 19, and behold, I give unto you power because of the name you have to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over how much power? All the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. They put that thing on the ground, they call it mine. And they think when you step on it, it will explode. When you get there, it will not explode. When others get there, enemies of heaven, that thing may explode. When you get there, that thing will not explode. They put something there and they say, this man, when did he come to this office? And he's got promotion. They've not seen anything yet. Another promotion is still coming. And then they put something there. It's ordinary charcoal. That thing will not bring you down. And they begin to discuss among themselves, what's happening here? We put it for the other fellow, that fellow came down. We put it for the other fellow, that fellow was retrenched. We put it for the other fellow, and they cut his salary. Well, we put it for this one is higher and deeper. This one is special. We put it for this one, they're increasing his salary. They're making him director. They're making him manager. Whatever they put, God will reverse everything and take you higher in Jesus' name. It is yours. You have got it. And it says, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means, by any operation, hurt you. Say your amen well. Point number three now. In point number three, we have the powerful performance by his matchless name. It's one thing to preach, to talk. It's another thing to perform. This is a period of performance. John chapter 16. I'm reading from verse 23. John 16, 23. And in that day. And in that day, what does that mean? In the day in which Jesus lived with Peter and John and the rest of the apostles, the big tree cast much shadow on them. And under the shadow of that green big tree, they didn't do much. And Jesus said, your own day will come. In that day, after he has died, in that day, after he has risen from the dead, in that future day, and that is what now Peter and John experience, in that day. It goes beyond that. The first century is gone. Second, third, and fourth. And now we are 21st century. In that day, this is the time. and you are living in this special moment, something greater than ever happened before will happen through you. In that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name. And what Jesus was saying is, my Father, even though we are one, we've been from all eternity to, till now, until eternity, my Father is greater than I. And he gave the honor to his Father. When I sit by the right hand of majesty on high, by the side of my Father, and you see my Father, you see me, don't ask me, ask him. Ask the Father. Don't pray to Jesus directly. Jesus, do this. Jesus, do this. Why are you talking like that? You see me by the side of my Father. Here is my Father, and I'm at his right hand. Ask him, because you will ask me nothing directly. But whatsoever you ask the Father, now you can bring in my name. In my name, he will give each you. He will give each you. Whatever you ask in this service today, you will write it down in your notebook, and then when the performance comes, you'll mark it. I got that. I receive that. I possess that. It is yours in Jesus' name. Look at three things here. Number one, we're looking at the authorized preaching in his mandating name. He gave us the mandate. He mandated us. Number two, the authoritative prayer in his mountain moving name. His name will remove every mountain out of your life, out of your family, and in your pathway. You're going, 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 and then you meet a mountain and you cannot go forward. That mountain today will be removed in Jesus' name. Number three is the authentic name, authentic performance through his manifested name. Look at number one. Number one is the authorized preaching in his mediating name. In Acts chapter 5, reading here from verse 28. In verse 28, chapter 5, verse 28, saying, did we not strictly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. We will fill this city with the doctrine of Jesus Christ, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. In verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. He commanded us to preach. You command us not to preach. We'll obey God rather than man. If we obey you and we don't preach, teach in the name of Jesus, everything will remain as it is. As it was, so it is, and so it will ever be. People have been coming to the temple, even at the beautiful gate, As it was, so it is, and so it will ever be. If we don't talk, if we don't teach, if we don't preach in the name of Jesus, as it was, so it will be. As people were sick, so they remain sick. As they were oppressed, so they remain oppressed. As they were unfortunate, so they will ever remain unfortunate. So we cannot follow what you say. You preach in the name of whatever you preach, and nothing ever happens. And we mention the name once, and heaven falls, and great things happen. Will keep on speaking in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will keep on mentioning the name of Jesus. If they take the name of Jesus away from your mouth, they're trying to take power away from your mouth. They're trying to take authority, anointing away from your mouth. They're trying to take victory away from your life. I will keep on mentioning the name of Jesus. Say it for yourself. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to be God rather than men. Look at verse 30. In verse 30, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Verse 31, him as God exalted with his right hand to be a prince, a ruler, to reign, and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Look at verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that do what? Say it aloud. That obey him. Look at Luke chapter 24, verse 47. Luke 24, verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name. That's why they were doing it, and that's why we're doing it. It should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. We're looking at number two here. Number two is the authoritative prayer in his mountain moving name. Authoritative prayer. Every prayer we pray in that name is a word of authority. If sickness is there, when we mention that name, sickness has to obey the authority of that name. If evil spirits are there, that evil spirit has to obey the authority in that name. Now, it's not your stature. It's not your gender. Have you noticed? I see that policeman standing with a uniform on him. And I see that big, big vehicle coming. And because he has the uniform, he steps from the roadside and he comes in the middle of the road and he puts up his hand. You couldn't do that if you didn't have the uniform, but he had the uniform. And no matter who is behind that steering wheel, that big lorry has to stop. Am I right? Because the man has the authority of the government behind him. That's what gives him the uniform. And when all those evil spirits and evil powers, they've been tormenting everybody in the village, everybody in the town. Even when they run from the village and they run to our city here, they look for them where they are, and they still want to oppress them. And now, the name that has authority. And you step in front of that person, and you lift up the banner of the name of Jesus, they have to honor and respect that authority. If they don't, one angel from heaven can come and destroy 185,000 of them. And so they better obey, so that reinforcement will not come from on high. Now you are the policeman. You have the blood of Jesus that cleanses and covers you. And you have the authority of the name of Jesus. And when you say stop, that evil power has to stop. Acts chapter 16. We're reading him from verse 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us. Now, when you are going to prayer, don't worry about who meets you. You will conquer them all. Which brought her masters much gain by so saying. Verse 17, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men, by the way, hold on, she followed them, but she couldn't stop them moving. She couldn't hinder them getting to where they wanted to get to. She can only talk. It's like a dog barking. While you are going and you keep on going with confidence and power, with faith and fortitude, the dog keeps on barking, but that dog is chained down. Cannot get to you. And so, you know, they can bark, they can shout. And then this spirit of divination in us said, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Look at verse 18. And this she did many days. This she did many days. Paul, what do you need to cast that thing out the first day? Oh, he said, you know, there is the word of knowledge, gift, there's the word of wisdom. Wisdom demanded, we allow her to do that and gather the crowd by what she was saying, so that when we give that devil knock out, knock down, knock off, everybody will see. If we did it the first day, not too many people, let her keep on. After all, she cannot stop her journey, she cannot stop her speed, she cannot stop anything we're going to do. And she kept on and kept on until many people gathered. And Paul the apostle, having the name of Jesus, gave a public show, and that thing came out. Today is that day they come out. Yeah. It says that she did many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said unto the Spirit, we have no problem with the lady, with the damsel, with the woman. The problem is with the Spirit. And so Paul the apostle spoke to the Spirit, I command thee in the name, look at that, in the name. And since Paul used that name has not lost its power. In your mouth, that same power will be manifested. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. The same hour. The spirit of infirmity will come out. In the same hour, the spirit of darkness, of divination, will come out in Jesus' name. Number three is the authentic performance through his manifested name. The Lord is going to cause confirmation in your mouth even now in Jesus' name. Acts chapter 14. We're looking at verse 3. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. And long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and it granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Now Peter is gone, John is gone, Paul is gone. Oh, I see there's a Paul there. They call you Paul. Praise the Lord. There's a Peter there. They call you Peter. And there is a John there. They call you John. There's a Stephen there. They call you Stephen. There's a Mary there. There's Josephine there. And there's a William here too. And through our hands, the Lord will do wonders. Through your hand, the Lord will do wonders. Look at verse 7. In verse 7, it says, and there they preached the gospel. Verse 8, in verse 8, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, and it says, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. In verse 9, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. Faith to be healed. I'm sure that's what you have. I know that's what you have. And even faith to heal other people. I'm sure that's what you have today. Answer now. Look at verse 10. In verse 10, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. The same power in chapter 3. On in chapter 14, on in chapter 28, the end of the Acts of the Apostles. Now, we are in chapter 29. Oh, you say, but the Acts of the Apostles, it doesn't reach chapter 29. Yes, I know. I'm saying that Acts of the Apostles up to chapter 28. Now, we are the chapter 29, Acts of the Ambassadors. And you are the ambassador. And we are the ambassadors. Now, the same thing that have been reaching from chapter 1 to chapter 28, we now come to write chapter 29. By power, by prayer, by authority, by that same name of Jesus Christ, rise up and possess. Rise up now. Your time has come. This is your day. In that day, you'll ask him nothing but what you ask in the name of Jesus. He will grant unto you. Present the problems before the Lord in the name of Jesus, it will be wiped away. Present the sickness, present the tormenting spirit unto the Lord, it will cast them off. Maybe it's in your family, maybe it's in your community, maybe it's in your place of work. You have the victory today. Mention the name. Mention the name. Don't allow the devil to stop your mouth. Close your mouth. That's a strategy. He doesn't want you to come with authority, proclamation, and stop that thing. Stop it in your life. Victory belongs to you. Salvation belongs to you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Victory belongs to you. They overcame him by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb and by the authority in the name of Jesus. You don't have any excuse to be tormented anymore. No more weakness. No more defeat. No more harassment of the devil. In the day, in the dream, you have the victory. Sickness will not damage your life. Whatever concoctions, whatever utterance in the past from anyone will not stop your progress. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. No incantation against you shall prosper. No curse against your life shall prosper. No poison do them harm. No poison do them harm. They shall with other tongues declare. These signs shall follow them who on my name believe. You trample on failure. You trample on your weakness. No demon, no power of darkness, no plan, no plot of any enemy will impede, will slow down the progress that God has mapped out for you. Victory on your way. Health in your body. Soundness in your soul. Success in your pathway. Provision, finance, all available for you. You have the mighty name of Jesus. That exalted, mighty name of Jesus. The exalted, majestic name of Jesus. The exalted, matchless name of Jesus. You have authority. Behold, I give unto you power. He gives you authority over all the power of the enemy. You'll tread on serpents and scorpions, over all the powers of the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Man of God, woman of God, the name is your inheritance. Possess that name. Proclaim that name. The name that never, never, never fails. Victory, victory. On your way, power, possession, privilege, on your way, all those things that followed you in the past, that the signs and wonders come in between you, and now signs will follow after you. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they cast out devils. In my name, anything you've drunk, anything you've eaten, and acting contrary in your body, all their poisonous power is now totally cancelled. You're not impotent internally anymore. Your brain is not paralyzed, impotent, crippled anymore. Your vision is not dim anymore. Your backbone is not bent anymore. All that Calvary has provided, they're now yours. You have what you say. What you pray for, performed. The name. The name. The name sufficient for you, sufficient for everyone. Your joy is in that name, your peace is in that name, its love is in that name. Your victory is in that name. Your promotion is in that name. Divine ability is in that name. Your answer to prayer is in that name. The solution to your problem is in that name. Healing is in that name. Health is in that name. Deliverance is in that name. Dominion is in that name. Provision, plenty, it's in that name. Steadfastness, in that name. Your needs met, your needs supplied through that name. That name, that name. And the anointing comes through that name. Through that name, you have everything you need in that name. In that name. In that name. It's all yours. Heritage. Holiness. Honor. Heaven. All through that name. Receive it. Receive it. Believe it. Rejoice in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Victorious brothers and sisters, the Lord is with you. As the Spirit began to move something in the camp, from this moment on, from this period on, the Spirit, Holy Ghost, will begin to move you. At home, in the office, in the exam hall, before the interview panel. Anywhere, everywhere, the anointing will not fail in your life. Raise up that hand. Father, in Jesus' name, your promise will never fail. Bring the anointing upon everyone in Jesus' name. The Lord anoint your hand. The Lord anoint your mouth. The Lord anoint your head. And you carry the anointing that breaks every yoke, everywhere you go, in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus has been given to you. Possess that name. Preserve that name. Protect that name. The authority of the name, the cleansing of the blood of the Lamb, as well as the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Go out and succeed where you failed in the past, in Jesus' name. Failure, your life gone. Defeat in your life gone. Weakness in your life gone. Oppression in your life gone. That terminal sickness, disease in your body, I command, come out in Jesus' name. You will live to full old age. Sickness will not cut short your life. Enemies will not cut short your life. Let all the serpents, all the scorpions come under your feet in Jesus' name. That incessant demonic headache, I command, come out in Jesus' name. And the thing, kind of disease that brings shame to you in the public. And you know, you're going on, and something, that thing happens, and it becomes a shame, shameful thing. I cleanse you from all that. You are delivered from all that. Life, abundant life, victorious life, healthy life, calm upon your life in Jesus' name. Shame and reproach are gone. Sickness, evil spirit, gone. Oppression, depression, gone in Jesus' name. All the good things you ever hoped for, all those good projects you ever thought of, all the things you said, I will, but they evaporated because another power was working against your life. That power is now removed. Now you carry a mighty anointing. Authoritative name. Now your name is no more defeat. Your name is no more weakling. Brother Victor. Sister Victoria. Dominion. Deliverance. Power. Provision. In your life, in Jesus' name. What you have lost, you recover fully in the name of Jesus. Now you are an achiever. Victory all round. Spiritually, materially, emotionally, professionally, victory all the way through. Brother, you got it. Sister, you got it. My son, my daughter there, you got it. Your miracle, your provision, the performance, manifestation, the permanent in your life, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.